Got your day to him, Rabbi Yitzchok Grossness.
Okay. All right, good morning. I'd like to discuss three different topics. Is that okay to take one? If there will be time, maybe two. If there's time, three. Three topics which are neged to this time, relevant, related to this time of the year. One is, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Adol, so we have Adol Aleph, so let's discuss a little bit about Adol Aleph and Adol Beis. Also, this time of the year, those are Makbid on Chodosh, we were starting to run out of our cereals and our flour, so it's a little bit related now to discuss a little bit about Chodosh. Also, this week's Parsha is Teruma, which is the first Tof of Shoivavim Tat. And it's very relevant to a leap year. Shevim Tat, especially relevant to a Shana Meuberes. So let's see if we get to the Shevim Tat. Anyway, so let's start with Ador Aleph and Ador Beis. Ador Aleph and Ador Beis. So we all know that the reason why we need to make two Adors. So let's just chazal very simply. It's basically, We have years and we have months, right? The years are really years follow the sun. You got winter, summer, summer, winter. Yeah, you got the cycle of a year. The moon is what makes the months. The months follow the moon. There's a new every month, every 29 and a half days, actually 29 and a half days about, there's a new moon. Now the sun doesn't have month. There's no months to the sun. What the goyim do, they just take the year of the sun, which is 365 days, and they divide it by 12, and they make months out of it. It comes out to an average of about 30 days, 31 days, 30 and a half days. The moon doesn't have a year, because the moon just has a 12-month cycle. And if we would follow the moon without shtelling to the sun, then what will happen is every month of the moon is 29 and a half days. So after 12 months of the moon, we'll get to 354 days. So those who want to can work it out on their phones. We are no doubt on flight mode now. Right. So that's the moon. So therefore, if we want to try and shtim now the moon with the sun, the year of the moon with the sun, so we're going to have to add 11 days a year, right? You have 354. To catch up to 365 days a year, we need to add 11 days a year. So Taka, the Arabs don't do that, and the Arabs follow only the moon, and therefore their festivals and whatever land up many times. One year it's in winter, one year it's in summer, change around. But we learn out, where do we learn? We since say what the Pasuk we learn out from, we learn out that our Moyadim have to follow the sun. They've got a shtim with the sun. And therefore, we need to make a Shana Meuberes. So Lemaise, the Pasuk, where it's learned out from, it's learned from the Pasuk, Shomor Eschoydesh Ha'ovi. It's a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. Shomor Eschoydesh Ha'ovi, Ve'osiso Pesach La'Hashem Lekecho. God, the month of spring. God, the spring month, make sure that Pesach is in the spring. Make sure that Pesach is in the spring. So how are we going to do that? We have to add a Shana Meuberes. So it comes out to Be'erech, we work out. You need to add 11 months every year. So it comes out to about every 3 years you need to add a month. 11 days every year. So you're going to need every 3 years a bit more than a month. So altogether, if you work out every 19 years, we'll have to add 7 years. That's what we make. Every 19 years. So it's basically every third year we have a leap year, besides twice in those 19 years where we have every second year a leap year. So that's how we makayim the mitzvah of Shomer Eschodesh Ha'oviv Osiso Pesach. And that's one of the reasons, different reasons why the Me'aber, the Shono. But the main reason is when based in sea, comes Adol, and they still see that we're still in the middle of winter, like we are this year. And therefore Pesach won't be in the spring. It will come before the spring. So we have to add another month. So now, when do we do this month in the year? We should be able to really add it whenever we want during the year. Add an extra month. But there's a mechilta that says two tanoim, and they learn out that no, it's got to be. So Rabbi Yonasan says he learns from this pasuk, Shomer is chodesh ha'aviv v'asisa Pesach, that the month that you add is got to be before Pesach. That's Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yitzchok in a mechilta learns out from the ibur that he says that ibur shana has to be the same as ibur chodesh. Just like when you me'aber the chodesh, right? We have 1 month 29 and 1 month 30 days. 1 month 29, 1 month 30. So when we add day 30, it's at the end, right? Day 30 comes after day 29. So too, the Ibur Shana is going to come at the end. It's going to come at the end of the year, and that's when you add the extra month, and that's when we make two Adors. So now, one thing which is discussed in the Gemara also is how many days will this month be? How do we work out with the two Adors, how many months? So there are different shittas, but it's going to be two Meleim, 2 months of 30 days, or 2 months of 29 days. The Maaseh Halacha is we are knowing, that's how we know it to do. The first Ador is 30 days, Mole, and the second Ador is 29 days, Choser. So it's always Mole and Choser. So that's why always, every year, the two Adors both have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. 2 days, that's always easy to remember. The two Adors have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Why is that? Because Shvat is always 30 days, right? Shvat Ador. Shvat is always 30 days. So Chodesh Ador will be 2 days Rosh Chodesh, right? Whenever you have the 30-day month beforehand, so Lamed is Rosh Chodesh, and Aleph is Rosh Chodesh. So you have 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So Shvat, Ador, Aleph is 2 days Rosh Chodesh. And when it comes to Ador Aleph, to Ador Beis, you also have the first Ador being 30 days, and it's also 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Nisan will always be 1 day, because Ador is always 29. The second Ador in this case will be 29. So the two Adors have 2 days Rosh Chodesh, so it's always Molei Chosa. So now the Shaila is which one, and the Shaila gets interesting is which month of these two Adors is the extra month. Which one is the extra month? Which one is the regular Adar? Which one is the extra month? Now really, you should really tell me that from this Rabbi Yonasan that we said before, he says that it should be at the end. We said Shomer Chodesh Av, it's got to be Shomer Chodesh Av, that the last month that we add is just before Pesach, so it should really be the second one. Should be the second one. However, there is a Rashi in Rosh Hashanah, which Rashi says, Rashi says like this, Rashi says, Loshana Gemara is like this. The Gemara discusses over there, when the Gemara discusses how long is this extra month, so the Loshana Gemara is, let's find out the Loshan. Oh, Kama Ibur Shona, that's the Loshana Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, you test on base, Kama Ibur Shona. How many days is the month which is Me'ubo? Right? How many days is the month which is Me'ubo? The Ibur Shona, the month which is Me'ubo. And the Gemara discusses it 29 or 30 days, what we just spoke about. So Rashi says like this: Kama ibul shana yemei ador rishoin shoisoi oisim ibul lashana. Rashi says that the first month of Ador, that is the extra month. Rashi says, Rashi mafurish Rashi, no one argues on that. In fact, the Radvaz, in the Shailah of the Tshuva, the Radvaz, he has a Shailah. What would be if someone made a neder and he said, "I'm not going to eat whatever. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to drink wine till." Chodesh Hameubo. To which Ador? To the Chodesh Hameubo, the extra Ador. What does it mean? The first or the second? So the Radvaz says, according to Rashi, that's how he paskens, it's the first month. The first month is the Chodesh Hameubo. The first one is the extra month. So how does that stem with the Mechilta that we bought before? So we have to say that although the first Ador is the Hameubo, but it's still at the end of the year. It's the last one, it's the end of the year. It might not be Mamish the last one, but since we add the extra month at the end of the year, it's still called the end. Oh, so why not bring a Raif from Purim? That you see the Purim and the Arba Parshis, so that's Taka Nois in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses, when do we do the Arba Parshis? And in Machlekes Tanoim, or Machlekes Tanoim in the beginning of Megillah, and the Maaseh we paskin that we must do the Arba Parshis in the second Ador. And in fact, if a person lain by mistake the Arba Parshis in the first Ador, is not Yoitzah. The Arba Parshis and the Purim, is not Yoitzah, you got to do Ador. And the famous Mishnah is, Ein Bein Ador Rish and Ador Sheini, Elo, you may hesper the time, I think. Only Megillah. The Megillah we don't do. Elo Megillah, I can't remember what the Mishnah said. So we do all the halach in the second Ador. So what are you asking? You're asking, so if so, it's mashma. The second Ador is the Ador. So very good. So it's a raya. So vice is that the first Ador is a Tosefes. I don't know if it's a raya, because the Gemara darshins that the reason why we do Purim in the second Ador is it should be Soymach Geula LeGeula. So that's a unique reason. I don't know if we'll have a raya from there. That's what you're going to say. Oh, very good. It means I don't know if you can bring a raya, which one is the real Ador. Anyway, the Radvaz says, Aloch HaLemaisi, the person says, Chodesh HaMa'uvor, the first one is the extra month of Ador. However, there is a similar shaila to that. There is a similar shaila. What will be if someone says, you got the two adults. What will be if someone says, someone writes a shtar, yeah, and he borrows money, let's say, and he writes a shtar and says, I'll pay you back in ador. Which ador does he have to pay it in? So that's totally on the big machlokes of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machlokes in Nedorim Samech Gimel, that someone made a neder, again the same neder, someone made a neder that during ador I won't drink wine. Yeah, he's a bit in trouble with Purim, whatever. But yeah, okay, let's say he said, during Ador, I won't ride my bike. During Ador. So, which Ador is it? So, these are machlokes. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and that's who we paskin like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the first Ador is Ador Stam. The second Ador is Ador Sheni. So, if a person says, I won't ride my bike in Ador, he means Adorishan. Ador, yeah? And Rabbi Meir says, no, the adoration is adoration. The second ador is a poshet ador, perhaps because he says the whole Purim and everything is in the second ador. But this is a question really about Loshen Bnei Odom. Yeah, it's a question, what do people mean? When people say ador, do we say that the first ador is a plain ador and the other one is ador sheini? Or is the first ador the adoration? And in fact, a little nafkamina would be when we mevorach the chodesh this week, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't need to say Rosh Chodesh Ador Rishon. You can just say Rosh Chodesh Ador. And that is the halacha, that it's enough to say Rosh Chodesh Ador. Many people are annoyed like that. But a lot of people are annoyed to still say Rosh Chodesh Ador Rishon. The reason is, right, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Ador Stam is Ador Rishon. So the second Ador, we're going to say Rosh Chodesh Ador Sheini. The first Ador, we don't say Rosh Chodesh Ador Rishon, Yeh, Beyoim, Shlishi. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yehuda. However, the Rambam paskens the other way. The Rambam paskens like Rabbi Meir, that really Ador, the first Ador is called Ador Rishon, and the second Ador is called Ador Stam. So therefore, we want to make things clear, and that is the halacha. If a person writes a shtar and he doesn't want to be unclear when you return the money, he doesn't want to cause any machlokas, then just write very clearly Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, not to get into trouble. So too with a ksuva or a get or anything like that, it's better to write Ador Rishon. But however, we do pasken be'emes that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ador Rishon is just Ador Stam, just say Ador. Ador Sheni is called Ador Sheni. We're choishes for the Rambam for the Raises. For the Raises, or if it will be a shayla of money, that could also be. If there will be such a shayla, the person wrote in Ishtar, I'll pay back in Ador Stam, and then the Loiva wants to say, no, I meant Ador Sheni. And the Ma'am says, no, I want the money early, I want the Ador Rishon. So it's a shayla in Aloha, there's a long shach about it. I think the Aloha is Yachloi Kutaka, because you can pay half in the first Ador and half in the second Ador. So that's the shayla. And that's a shayla also b'schirus. If a person hires a house and he says, I'm renting the house, not per month, till Ador. When is it? When is the Aloha? It's simple shayla. A get could be a big problem. Oh, so we paskin, a get could be, oh, the problem is we paskin by a get that like Rabbi Yehuda. Means we're not going to the Rambam. The reason is because a get, it doesn't matter so much what day you write in a get. It doesn't matter so much. It's only midarabonon. A get meucho, a get is possible, but it's only midarabonon. Because really, minatari, it doesn't matter as long as the isha holds the get, she is the vote. It doesn't matter what date. Oh, so this, the Gemara says it's possible because. No, when the get is chal, when she gets it. Unless the person says, when she gets it. So when she gets the get. Yeah. So, unless he said to a get, he said that he shouldn't. If he made the tnai, I raise a get, I'm not sure, then it will be a shayla. Yeah. But by a get, again, lechatchila, you should be clear, but if you don't. Oh, so then the other shayla is the bar mitzvah and yortzeit. Bar mitzvah and yortzeit. What will be the famous shayla? So where is the shayla exactly? If a child is born in a normal in a year which is meuberes, he was born in Ador Rishon, then when does he celebrate his bar mitzvah in Ador Rishon? If he's born in Ador Sheni, he celebrates bar mitzvah in Ador Sheni. And if when he has his bar mitzvah, it's a regular year, then he just spread in a regular year. Now what will be if he's born in a regular year, if a child's born in a regular year without two adults, and now it comes to his bar mitzvah, and he has Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni. When should they do the simcha? So the halacha is, again, we are noyeg, that's the halacha, we are noyeg in Ador Beis. The Ador Beis is the main Ador. Ador Beis is the main Ador. And this again fits with Rashi that we said before, that the first Ador is the added Ador. The added Ador is the first Ador. The second Ador, that's the real Ador, and therefore a person makes his bar mitzvah in the second Ador. However, when it comes to Yotzeit, then it's Ador. If a person had a Nebuch a parent that was Nifta in a normal year, in Ador, in Chof Ador, and then comes now a year later, 2 years later, and he has two Adors. When does he keep his Yotzeit? So this is a big machlekes in the Shulchan Aruch.
We keep two.
Yeah. Oh. So it starts like this. It starts the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch himself says that we keep Ador Sheni, like a bar mitzvah. Yeah. Like by bar mitzvah, you'd keep Ador Sheni. Like we said, the first Ador is extra Ador. But however, there are more, and most of the poskim say that you should keep the first Ador. And why is that? It's a very interesting reason. Why is it? So they bring different reasons, but one of the reasons is brought from one of the early poskim, early achronim. The Lechush brings it. He says an interesting notion. He says, "Lomo yachar kaporosom." Why should he wait to give his parents the kaporah, the kaddish, the fast? Why should he keep them waiting till the second ador? Let them have already in the first ador, and therefore he works it out. They work it out with the din that have the din 12 months, and therefore it's ended by then. 11 months, yeah, and therefore it's ended by then. Oh, so that's why there are more paskins that we keep the first. So unlike a bar mitzvah, yeah, a bar mitzvah would be on the second ador, but the yotzei would be in the first ador. And the Maisa the Ramo says that some people are machmir to keep both, and the Morgan Avraham says that meikar adin you should keep both. So many people are noyeg to keep both adors, and if they're noyeg to fast, they fast 2 days. Each one should ask his rov exactly what he has to do. There's a minhag ha'ir. Okay.
Like with me, so yeah. There's no gads of me, so
right. And I'm sure if you would ask many bar mitzvah boys, they would also be happy to keep both, no? To have two parts. And then you have the famous nafkemina. What will be if two children were born in a shana meuberes? The other way around, right? If two children were born in a shana meuberes. One in the first ador, one in the second ador. Let's say the first one was born in the first ador in Chof, and the second one was born in the second ador in Yud. And now comes the bar mitzvah, comes and lands up on a normal year where you don't have two adors. So the one who was born later in the one who was born later in Yud ador Beis will have his bar mitzvah earlier in Yud ador Aleph, in Yud ador, and the one who was born earlier will have his bar mitzvah later in Chof. So that's the famous. Funny Shaila. However, they do discuss a very interesting thing that when there are halachas, let's say for a bechoir or for things like that, let's say mitzvah yibum, not knowing nowadays, but there's a mitzvah and a bechoir, are we going to also say that the first one, which one got older first, the one who's born second? It gets a bit mixing up, but I think they pasken that no, the oldest one is really the oldest one. I mean, he has his bar mitzvah. Alright, so we discussed enough Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. Mishenichnas Ador Marvim B'Simcha is the second Ador. By the way, it's Paschal in the second Ador. Mishenichnas Ador Marvim B'Simcha is the second Ador. So it's a little bit of Simcha. Yeah. Okay. So let's discuss a little bit now the subject of Chodosh. I'm not Paschaling things with Maisa, but everyone is knowing according to his Rov, according to his Kashrus authority. So what's Chodosh? It's nowadays it comes now and people are running out of cereals or flour or whatever it may be. So the shayla start there a lot. The pasuk comes, we have one pasuk in the Torah which says in Emor, right by the Korbanos Day in Emor, which we lay in every Yom Tov. It says right by the just after Pesach, it says over there, Velechem vekoli vecharme lo yisoichlu ad etzem hayom hazeh. Ad av yachem es korban elokeichem. You mustn't eat lechem v'koli v'charmel. Koli v'charmel are two types of food that we make from wheat. Either you roast the wheat, or in the kernels, or out of the kernels. I'm not sure, something like we would call nowadays sugar puffs, or something like that. Lechem v'koli v'charmel, you mustn't eat bread, and you mustn't eat any other types of wheat. You mustn't eat ad etzem hayom hazeh, till this day, which day is that? Till the day of the second day of Pesach, the first day Chol HaMoed. By us, it's the second day Yom Tov. You know, it's will be the first day Chol HaMoed. Ad av yachem is korban lechem. Till you bring the korban of the korban ha'oimer, Chukah Salem Yadayroi Seichem, it should be a chukah forever, b'chol moshvei Seichem, wherever you live. B'chol moshvei Seichem. So the Rambam brings out that there's three separate lavim. There's three separate lavim here. There's a lav of lechem, there's a lav of kol v'chamel. If a person would eat a kazais of bread made from chodosh, and a kazais of this barbecued wheat or whatever, whatever it is, these types of kol v'chamel, whatever they are, different types of foods made from barley, then you get three lavim, because the Torah divides it into lechem and kol v'chamel. However, even things, anything made from wheat, even if it's not these three types of food, even if it's not bread and it's not fried wheat or whatever, let's say someone made chewing gum from chodosh, it's still awesome. It's still isur d'oraisa, because the Torah just says all types, and therefore it's still awesome. That's what it's mashma in the Rambam. Any type from chodosh is also, but you would ask three lavim of it. The chinuch says that the reason for the mitzvah is, very nice chinuch, that the Isur of Chodosh is because when we bring the Omer, we're basically telling our Kodesh Baruch Hu that we realize that all food comes from you. And the first thing that we're going to do from the wheat, every year we have our wheat that comes every year. We worked very hard on it. A few months we planted and we plowed and we planted and we harvested. But the first thing we're going to do is we're going to bring a korban to Hashem, and then we're going to eat. It's showing that the food comes from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it compares to that the same as we say about a brocha, kol anene beloy brocha keilu moal. Someone who is nene, from this world, without saying a bracha first, without thanking Hashem first, it's as if he's moyal, it's as if he steals from Hashem. So we want to show that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why this Isur Chodesh is the mitzvah of Korban HaOmer, and then after he brought the Omer, to come a Chodesh. So in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they would first bring the Korban, and then people were mutter. And how about people who were far away, and they didn't know if they bought the Korban yet or not, so they could wait till Chatzois, and they knew by Chatzois, they for sure, the Kohanim had already bought the Korban HaOmer. Nowadays, it's a machlokes in the Gemara, when it's also, is it already the morning of the second day of Pesach, which is Matir, or is it only the morning of the second, of the third day? So we are machmir halacha, could be only with the Rabbanon, that we wait for the 2 days. It means that nowadays, it's not really nigea. The 2 days Yom Tov, we don't eat Chodosh till after the 2 days Yom Tov Bayah, till the first day Chol HaMoed in Chutz La'aretz. So that's what the Chinuch says, that the halacha is, it's like nene b'levocha kilu mal. I had an interesting thought about it, that the korban oimer is a very interesting korban. It's called what is oimer? Oimer, translation of oimer, is a certain amount. So it's a shil, it's an amount. So imagine calling someone the kilo korban. So that's the korban. So what is it telling us? So where else do we find oimer in the Torah? By the mon. Right, the mon was oimer lagogoyis. Every person got exactly oimer. So what it's telling us is that oimer was a certain amount that the person needed. It's telling us again the same lesson of the chinuch, that you get exactly what you need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu supplies you exactly with what you need. You need more, you'll get more. You need less, you'll get less. The person gets exactly what they need. That's why it's a korban oimer, exactly a fixed amount, which we had in the mon. That was the shield of the korban oimer. Oh, so now, what is the heter of, if there is any, of having chodesh? So the problem starts already very early. It's not just a thing nowadays, but it already started in the days of the Rishonim, already the Tumas Hadeshen, the Ramo quotes a lot Tumas Hadeshen in the Shulchan Aruch. He said he doesn't know why people are not so makbid on chodesh in Chutz La'aretz. Why are they not makbid on chodesh? And they try to find many a terem for it. So the main heter which is brought is the discussion, which starts with a discussion in the Gemara, is Chodosh also in Chutz La'aretz? Maybe Chodosh is only also in Eretz Yisrael. And it would make a lot of sense that Chodosh is also only in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because it's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. It's a mitzvah which is to do with the ground. And there is a famous Mishnah in the first Mishnah of Kiddushim, kol mitzvah shehitluya ba'aretz, any mitzvah which is to do with the ground, like truma, ma'aser, all these korban, which are all these mitzvahs, which are to do with the food that grows out of the ground, eino ne'eges elo ba'aretz. Doesn't appear on your left. Here it says bechol moshlo sechel. Very good. So let's finish off the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: kol mitzvah shehitluya ba'aretz, eino ne'eges elo ba'aretz. Chutz mino orlo v'akilaim. Besides for orlo and kilaim, orlo is noeg also in chutz la'aretz. Orlo. And in fact, I think nowadays we're so mechmor on roiv or things like that. But orlo is noeg also in chutz la'aretz, and kilaim is also. So it's some of them could be only midrabbanon, but we have to be careful with orlo and kilaim. Rabbi Lezer oimer afa chodosh. Rabbi Lezer says a chodosh is also noyeg in chutz l'aretz. So we have over here machlokes tanoim in the Mishnah in Kiddushin, first perek of Kiddushin, is chodosh noyeg in chutz l'aretz. Tanakama says it's exactly like every mitzvah which is noyeg ba'aretz, which is toluy ba'aretz, which is connected to the ground. It's mitzvah to do with things that grow, produce that grows from the ground. It's not noyeg in chutz l'aretz. However, Rabbi Lezer HaGadol says that no, Chodosh is noyeg in chutz l'aretz. Like Orla and Kilayim are noyeg in chutz l'aretz, it's also noyeg in chutz l'aretz. So we're machlokes tanoim. Now there is another Mishnah in Orlo, Mishnah in Perek Gimel of Orlo, which the Mishnah says, HaChodosh osur min ha-toiro b'chol mokoim. Chodosh is osur min ha-toiro b'chol mokoim. So he obviously, that Tana in Orlo holds like Rav Lezer. That is Rav Lezer over there. So we're machlokes, big machlokes tanoim. Where the Chodosh is noyeg in chutz l'aretz. So like you said very well, what is the shine? What is the Gemara explains in Kedushim? What is the machlokes? Where the Chodosh is noyeg in chutz l'aretz or not? So the Pasuk says, we read the Pasuk before, it says, Bechoil Moishvoiseichem, which means literally, wherever you live. So therefore the Pasuk is mashma, that I have a special ribuy over here. The Pasuk is telling me, that Chodesh is noyeg, Bechol Moishvoiseichem, wherever you live. Chol Moishvoiseichem is not, Chol Moishvoiseichem means, I think it says by Shabbos also, Bechol Moishvoiseichem. Like Shabbos we keep wherever we live, so to Chodesh you have to keep wherever you live. You have a Pasuk, it says Bechol Moishvoiseichem. However, the other Shitta, who holds that it's noyeg, and that is Rabbi Shmuel in the Mechilta, in the Bais, Tosefta, Rabbi Shmuel says, and no, he has a different understanding of B'chol Moishvoiseichem. He says, B'chol Moishvoiseichem just means that you're chayev in Chodosh when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Like I would have told Mishmuel, because Mitzvah Tluya Ba'oretz. And B'chol Moishvoiseichem just tells me that you're only chayev as soon as you're settled. B'chol Moishvoiseichem means in your dwelling place, you're settled. The first 14 years when they came to Eretz Yisrael, they didn't need to do Chodosh. They didn't need to keep Chodosh. And the Gemara discusses over there what happens in the Psukim in Yeshua, that they didn't eat Chodosh, they only ate from the new product, it was a whole. But that's how Bishmo learns Bechol Moishvoiseichem. So we have over here, so now we understand what the Machlokes is. On the one hand, it's a mitzvah tluya ba'aretz, and therefore I would have thought, Mitzvah chitzoino, my first Zvora would be that I'm not chayv to keep Chodosh only in Eretz Yisrael, because it comes from the produce, and produce mitzvahs are only in Eretz Yisrael. It says Bechol Moishvoiseichem, which tells me I'm chayv everywhere. But if I'm going to translate it, Bechol Moishvoiseichem means only when we are settled, only when we are settled in Israel, then I wouldn't know anywhere, I wouldn't know that it says anywhere that I've got to keep Chodosh also in Chutz L'Aretz. So that's what the Machlokes is. So now, most Tanoim, and then we're going to see the Halacha is like that, most Tanoim hold that it is Noyeg B'Chutz L'Aretz. There's a list, it's Rab Lezer, Rab Shim Ben Yochai, Rab Akiva, Rab Yosef, Rab Yehuda. Four Tanoim hold that it is Noyeg B'Chutz L'Aretz. Those who hold it's not Noyeg B'Chutz L'Aretz is Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Shimon. They'll say, now what's the halach? Now it's also a machlik sa amiroim. Amiroim also argue in a Gemara, what's the halach? It's a Ravina and a Talmidim of Ravashi also argued which way to do it. La halach, what's the halach? The halach is mostly showing in Paskan the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Meiri, the Smag, the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch, and the Vilna Gaon all say that it is Noyeg B'Chutz L'Aretz as well. Well, they say it's noig. They say that we pass the pashas like this tanoim, which will be noig. Let's see if it's the rabbanon or not. Let's see if it's the rabbanon or not. The tur in Yerider and the Shagasari and the Mishkan Yaakov say that the aloha is that it's a sofik. It's a sofik. We're not sure which tana to pass the line. So it's a sofik whether it's noig b'chutz l'aretz or not. Sofik reisa. And then you have a holy stuff rishonim, a baal atruma, the urzerua, ra'avan, and also the bach, the famous bach. The bach, whoever speaks about chodosh always brings in the bach. He wants to say it's only noyeg midarabonon in chutz l'aretz. That's how we pass it. It's only noyeg midarabonon, and on that there's even another kula dikashita Rabbeinu Baruch that says that it's only noyeg midarabonon and only in the nearby places of Yisrael, in Syria, there's certain mitzvahs. He had truma that Rabbanon said that truma is noyeg in certain parts of chutz l'aretz, but only nearby. So he says, so Rabbeinu Baruch is a shita, one of the shita that we're showing you, who wants to say that it's only noyeg nearby. Yes, sir. Oh, so you have to know. Okay, very good, very good. So yeah, you have to follow. I think the Gemara discusses that where we darshan b'chol moishvoiseichem to mean only after 14 years, but it's only in Eretz Yisrael, and where we darshan b'chol moishvoiseichem means everywhere. For example, Shabbos, it says b'chol moishvoiseichem, and it means everywhere. Since the Isur of Chometz would be everywhere, so then also the Mitzvah of Matzah would be everywhere. But yeah, you have to know every B'chol Moishvoiseichem. So the mice that. Okay, so but on that we darshan. That's for sure that korban oimer that chodosh is noyeg in Eretz Yisrael for sure midatoyim. Yes. So they darshan because it says with the two pesukim. It says adav yachas korban oichem and ad etzem ayoyim azeh. If you don't have a korban, then it's still the day. If you have a korban, it's still the korban. So therefore, we come back to the kasha. So therefore, the Rishonim all ask, and it starts already from the Shulchan Aruch, the Trumas Hadeshen, why are we makel? Why are people knowing to be makel on Chodesh in Chutz La'aretz? Again, we have to remember, this kula is only in Chutz La'aretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. Why are people makel? So there are many, many halachas. The first is the Shulchan Aruch himself. The Shulchan Aruch says, he says that we have a sofik, and he says we have a svek sveker. We have a svek sveker. He says, basically, the sofik is, he says, we don't know when the tvur comes from. Could be that some of the tvur in their days was already grew from last year. Could be from this year, grew from last year. If it's from last year, then I already had the korban omer of last year, matiri. If it's from this year, then I don't have the heter yet. So I have a svek sveker. And then, even if it is this year's produce, then perhaps it was mashrish. Perhaps it already caught on into the ground, which this is what I need, before the present oimer. Before the present oimer. So therefore he says, have a svek sveker. Have, he says the Ramo, if we know for sure that it comes from this year's produce, and you don't need, like nowadays we can follow it all around, you can find out, and you don't have the heter of the Ramo, he says you've got to be machmir. But that's a heter, he tries to be miyashiv, the minag that people were makel. I know, but again, you open up a Shulchan Aruch, it's in Reish Tzadik Gimel. You have it there, Reish Tzadik Gimel, that the Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha, Chodosh, you're there, Reish Tzadik Gimel. And he says he doesn't know. It's some people want to be makel, but we are machmir. It's better to be machmir. That's one of the tiltim. And there's a famous kasha on that, why is Bechlal counted as a speaker? It's really l'chura, only one shayla. It's one shayla when I get my wheat, when I get my cereal or my bread, is it after the chodosh or is it before? What's the difference with, I'm going to start saying, is it maybe from last year or is it from 2 years ago? Why is it considered two sfeikas? That's a famous shayla which they ask on the Ramon. The Taz says another heter, we have to finish soon, the Taz says the Taz says like this. The Taz wants to say the Be'emes, the halacha is we pasken like the Tanoim that Chodosh is noyeg in Chutz La'aretz as well. But he says b'mokoy madchak, and he says in their days, he interestingly enough, he speaks about a certain drink that they had a beer or something that they used to drink, and he says that since it's adchak, we can't get this beer any other way. Therefore, mokoy madchak, we can be soymech. This is an interesting halacha which you have to know when it applies or not. You can be soymech on one tana. Means you would have a Mishnah that says Chachomim Oimrim also, and Rabbi Tarfon says Mutter. So there is Halacha Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'Rabim. We follow the Rabim. Or with Mokoy Madchak, you could perhaps be Soimach on a Shita Yechido, and that's how the Taz says we are Soimach on this Shita Yechido. Rabbi Lezer in this case, now Rabbi Lezer was the one who asked it, so we'll be Soimach on Rabbi Shmuel, who says that it's Mutter, and with Mokoy Madchak we make it. So they already ask on him, what is the Bechlal B'mokoy Madchak? What's the B'mokoy Madchak Bechlal? You can find Eitzes. And other poets can discuss, you know, why can't you have other drinks? Maybe the Choylim will need this drink. But why is it such a B'mokoy Madchak? Well, that is a famous Taz. The Bach, this is a famous Bach. The Bach says, this is one famous man, the Omar, whoever he speaks to about Chodosh, always knows about the Bach. The Bach says that we pasken, that like all those shit is it's not noig b'chutz la'aretz. That's the Bach, which is against all these other list of Rishonim. But he finds, like we saw, he finds a few Rishonim that support him, the Tur, the Bala Truma, the Ozarua. But the Bach comes with rayas that it's not noig only in Eretz Yisrael. It's not noig b'chutz la'aretz, and that's why we soymech on. That's what he says. But however, other poskim say already that how can the Bach argue with all these other Rishonim, and the answer is rayas. The Shach, in the name of Lechem Mishneh, he wants to come and say another heter, that Chodosh is not going to be also only the Chodosh itself, only the flour itself, and the bread itself. But if we have a Yoitzim in a Chodosh, something that comes out of the Chodosh, you know, it means it's issue like this. Let's say I have Truma. I have the grapes of Truma. So I mustn't eat the grapes till I must give it to a Kohen. If it's Tevel, I've got to take Truma from it. What will be if I squeeze those grapes and I make one from that? Is that also... So we have a special pasuk that we learn how the yoytze is also asur. We have a ribuy, the yoytze. Kol ha-yoytze mina tome. Kol ha-yoytze mina asur asur. So the lechemishne, the shach mishne, the lechemishne, the bachodosh, you won't have the isur of yoytze. So that will allow perhaps that beer, that drink that they had, but it won't allow our cereals and our lechomim, our breads. But that's one teretz, and the other teretz we mentioned before is the ramo. So lemaise, everyone should follow his rov, or where a person can, and I think nowadays it's become a bit easier already to yes keep chosh. I think all the bakeries over here, they advertise, all the bakeries have flour which is not chodosh. All soft flour is still not chodosh, it's still yoshon. And cereal, pasta, I heard, is not a problem. It comes from Italy. It's also soft flour, and it's fine. So the main problem, fine by me, the main problem is the cereals, which, although I mean I'm speaking on MH territory, but the cereals, the cereals have a different hechsher stamps. Yeah? The cereals, the cornflakes, they have a different hechsher. And if you want to, you can speak to, there's a bit of a machlekes over here, that one side says, no, it's already, they're already Olchodosh, and the ones that have the Hechsher stamp on it, they say, no, you still got time, till a certain amount of time. I spoke to Rabbi Leroyd, and he said, certain cereals which do have still a certain time, and he told me what to be careful, which is a whole later day. I asked him what's going on, so... So we have machlokes. I start already in Rishonim, Tanoim. So we have the machlokes that carries on till nowadays. What's Chol is still going on, and the machlokes will still go on till Moshiach comes. But anyway, there are. If you want to, you can speak to find out. If you do want to try and keep Chodosh, there are ways to do it. And zich if you buy the bakeries, you'll be okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ta'akeh should help us. As soon enough, we'll have the Korban HaOmer, and we'll be makriv, and then we won't have any more shailes anymore. And Tishvi Yataret Kushos Zubayas, and we'll be able to keep all the halachas. Kedas v'chadin. Shmeru v'yomenu. Amen.